Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're with Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. AstraZeneca has signed a new purchase agreement with the government of Singapore to deliver Evusheld, its long-acting antibody combination candidate for the treatment of COVID-19. With the supply expected to arrive in Singapore by year-end, we have a timely conversation to find out more next on Health Suites with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Joining me on the phone today is Vinod Narayanan, country president, AstraZeneca Singapore. We find out more about Evusheld. Vinod, welcome to the show.
Clarissa, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the program.
It's actually our pleasure. Now, could you give us an overview of Evusheld?
Absolutely. Evusheld is AstraZeneca's long-acting antibody treatment for COVID-19. It combines two potent antibodies called Tixagevimab and Siljevimab. And what these antibodies do is to mimic our body's natural defense mechanism and have the potential to treat and prevent disease progression in patients with the COVID-19 infection. So the key idea here is that the long-acting antibody technology that's behind this product offers protection that could last up to 12 months after it's taken as an intramuscular injection. And it was also designed in a way to evade potential resistance from the emergence of new virus variants. When it comes to the treatment of COVID-19, Evusheld from one of the late-stage clinical trials also showed an 88% reduction in the risk of severe symptoms or death after having taken a single dose of the medicine when it's used within 3 days of the symptoms of COVID-19. These results are from a trial population that was at a high risk of developing severe COVID-19. So these results are very encouraging.
All right. Now, for clarity's sake, when's the best time to take Evusheld? When you have been infected, to avoid being infected?
Now, Evusheld has been studied in a couple of settings where it's studied in a prophylactic setting, which is before infection, and also in a treatment setting, which is after the onset of a COVID-19 infection. The data that I just shared with you right now is if Evusheld is administered within 3 days of the onset of COVID-19 infection, it is shown to reduce the risk of developing serious symptoms or even death by 88%, which is a very important number.
That is a very nice number, actually. The Singapore government has purchased Evusheld. Has it received regulatory approval for use here yet?
So AstraZeneca, we are working with the Health Sciences Authority in Singapore to facilitate the regulatory submissions for the approval of the product. The Singapore government signed the advance purchase agreement with AstraZeneca in December of 2021. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been able to bring the first set of supply of the medicine to Singapore in December as well. At this point of time, I would like to thank Ministry of Health for their close support and partnership with AstraZeneca to make Evusheld available for patients in need need of this medicine. The key is to end the COVID-19 pandemic and to limit the infection in as many patients as possible. And we believe by complementing the vaccination programs that are already happening in Singapore, Evusheld can play a role to treat the patients that need this medicine.
Sure. All right. Now, could you give us an understanding of the R&D involved in a drug like this and to bring it to be ready to be used in the general public?
So as with any other treatment, Evusheld has undergone rigorous clinical trials, and it's demonstrated efficacy as well as tolerability of the medicine. For example, the data from one of our other trials has found that it significantly reduces the risk of developing symptomatic COVID by 83%. Evusheld has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. FDA for the prevention of COVID-19. And at this point of time, AstraZeneca has filed for regulatory approvals in other countries around the world. There is obviously increasing interest in Evusheld from ministries of health around the world. Mm-hmm. Just last week, it was announced by the U.S. government with a press release from the White House that the U.S. government has agreed to buy an additional 500,000 doses of Evusheld as well.
All right. Now, with the vaccine hesitancy of some people, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're afraid of injections, would this sort of fill a gap there then?
Well, this is administered as an intramuscular injection as well. But I think the key message here is the way the antibody is designed. It's delivered to provide a durable response and possibly provide protection against the COVID-19 virus for up to 1 year.
Right. Oh, goody. You know, then that's actually a longer period of protection.
That is correct.
All right. Now, currently available preclinical data suggests that Evusheld's efficacy should not be significantly impacted by the new Omicron variant. What needs to be done to have a clearer picture if that is really the case?
Clarissa, this is a very interesting question and important question that's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
As we learn more about the Omicron variant and the efficacy of the medicines that are already on the market. So new data from our studies show that Evusheld retains the neutralization activity against the Omicron variant. So what it means is that it is active against the Omicron variant. So in these studies, Evusheld was shown to demonstrate activity against Omicron and also some of the other variants of concern that we know about till today. And the idea behind this is what I described earlier. Evusheld is a combination of two antibodies. So by combining those two antibodies together, they offer a different, yet a complementary mechanism in terms of the mechanism of action against the virus. So Evusheld has the potential also to possibly avoid resistance from new variants as well.
All right. Now, obviously, it seems to us after 2 years of living with COVID-19 that we're going to be hit by emerging variants, as and when they decide to mutate again. Does that mean that you continue have to look at whether Evusheld can protect against those variants? Do you need to tweak Do you call it the recipe per se, to sort of evolve along with the variants that are evolving?
Yes, that's a good question as well. I think the emergence of new variants always remains a possibility, which is why I think it's important to make sure that we are vaccinating as many people as possible so we don't leave those pockets of untreated patients who may be susceptible to picking up the COVID-19 infection and also propagating new variants. But similar to what we've just demonstrated with the Omicron virus, I think the way we go about this is to really take it back to the lab to see what's the mechanism of action of the drug against new variants. And that gives us the reason to believe if the drug actually works against the new and emerging variants of concern.
Right. Okay. Do you see a time when there will just be an annual COVID-19 shot along with the annual flu shot?
Well, this is a question on everybody's mind, and there is a lot of discussion on this topic. So I wouldn't be able to go into a lot of detail on this one, but we'll have to watch this space.
Watch this space. If I had my fingers, eyes, toes, and everything else crossed, my wish would be for COVID-19 to just go away. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Now, AstraZeneca, you brought this up, and you gave us an update on this, with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration ordering more of this Evusheld drug. Now, is it a viable alternative for those who are immunocompromised or vaccine hesitant for some reason?
Yeah. So, vaccines are the mainstay when it comes to the fight against COVID-19. And as we know, many countries around the world are in the midst of deploying vaccines to their populations. But at the same time, it's also documented in the scientific literature that anywhere from 2-3% of the population is either not able to receive vaccines or do not mount enough of an antibody response against vaccines. So in this particular scenario, and these are what we call as the high risk or the vulnerable population, patients that may be on cancer treatments, patients that are on dialysis treatments or have just received transplants. So their immune systems are not performing at the optimum level in terms of responding against a virus. So for these groups of patients, potentially you need a new therapeutic option to make sure that they can get the protection from the COVID-19 virus. And it's in that setting for these high-risk vulnerable patients, an option like Evusheld comes into play.
Right. Okay. Now, obviously, we'll keep seeing variants. And I'm wondering, beyond COVID-19, because AstraZeneca is much bigger than just creating one vaccine, could you tell us what else AstraZeneca is doing in Singapore aside from Evusheld?
Yeah, so today we spoke a lot about the COVID-19 space and our long-acting antibody, Evusheld. But outside of our work in vaccines, we also have a big presence in multiple therapeutic areas or disease areas in Singapore. Notably, we operate in oncology, in cancer care. We have medicines that address cardiovascular and renal and metabolic disorders, as well as treatments for asthma. And most recently, we've also acquired a company called Alexion, who's a leader in the rare disease space, to provide some new medicines for folks with rare diseases as well. So we operate in a wide variety of therapeutic areas to really lead with the science and to bring our innovative products for the benefit of patients that truly deserve them. But the key point that I would also like to highlight here is while we are a science-driven, innovation-driven company, at the end of the day, we also value the role of alliances and partnerships in the local healthcare system to make sure that we are addressing the healthcare problems in the markets that we operate in. So as a result of that, we are actively working with the Ministry of Health and other partners within Singapore to really make sure that the benefit of our medicines is truly realized in patients that need them.
That sounds great to me. Could you give me a broader idea of what rare diseases would be today?
Rare diseases are generally categorized as, in terms of the overall incidence. These are, diseases that, are not very broadly, documented in a sense, but we also want to make sure that these patients that deserve these medicines have the opportunity to benefit from them. So these are, again, diseases with not too many patients that around the world, but then they need that intervention to provide them that life-saving option. So those are the medicines that fall into that category.
I would imagine that that's harder to research, etc., because they are rare.
That is correct.
All right. I look forward to another conversation where you can tell us more about these other things that AstraZeneca is doing outside of the COVID-19 space. Because as we learn to live with COVID-19 as endemic, then perhaps it's time for us to turn our attention back to some of the other life-threatening things like cancer and your oncology drugs, etc.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Vinod Narayanan, country president, AstraZeneca Singapore. Vinod, we appreciate the time and the information. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Clarissa. Have a good afternoon.
You too. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.